Our guest today, Kate Bush, has been a musician and a star since she was a teenager, and her first album, The Kick Inside, came out in 1978 with help from David Gilmour of Pink Floyd, a family friend. Her first single, Wuthering Heights, was number one for months in the UK. She's made a name for herself with her unusual voice and arrangements while producing her own records on her own time from her home studio in England. Her latest album, Director's Cut, is a re-recording and reimagining of songs from the past albums, The Sensual World and The Red Shoes. I spoke to Kate from her home studio in England, and I began by asking her what she wanted to do to change the original recordings for the Director's Cut.
Well, I suppose I just felt that there were a few songs on there that I thought perhaps weren't being realised in the way that they could. I think sometimes when you're actually working on material, you're so inside the whole process that it doesn't necessarily end up perhaps sounding the way that it could. I mean, I was extremely happy with it at the time, or I wouldn't have released it. But I guess in hindsight, you know, I felt that they were just... there were things that I wanted to reapproach.
Well, you know, it's interesting to call it Director's Cut, because when you hear that, I guess the assumption is that the director didn't have control over the original material and that this is now his or her vision. But that doesn't... you've always had control over your material, it seems.
Yes, yes, that's right. But in a way, you know, you only have control over what you can do at the time. And I think in hindsight, I think it's quite common for people with anything, but particularly artists with their work. You look back and you think, well, maybe I could have done this or I could have done that. And that was really just something I wanted to play around with.
The first thing you notice is how much richer the vocals are. One's voice changes as one grows.
Thank you.
It's just gorgeous, and it seems pitched a bit lower.
Well, that was actually one of the ways I managed to get back into the tracks, because I thought it would be a really straightforward process, which it really wasn't. And I was actually finding it very difficult to sing the songs in a way that I wanted to, as me now. Obviously, a lot of work was put into those vocals originally, and I suddenly realised that if I lowered the key a bit, then, because my voice is lower now, that it would be a way of doing so, and that was really the key, in a way. The key was the key.
Right, right. Well, one thing also you notice is back when you made these records, it was kind of the influence of the 80s, and there were very big drum sounds and things like that. And
yeah.
This seems different. It seems like, did you use a different rhythm section?
Well, I was absolutely delighted to be working with Steve Gadd, who breathed new life into the tracks. I think, you know, one of the things, unfortunately, that kind of made the tracks sound a bit dated were the rhythm sections. So that was one of the main things I wanted to reapproach, as well as re-singing all the lead vocals and some of the backing vocals.
On Director's Cut, much of the material is from The Red Shoes from 1993, and we actually had a chance to talk about that album back then. How influential was the Powell Pressburger film, The Red Shoes?
Well, I don't think it was really that influential, although I am a huge admirer of their work. I love their films. But it was really much more to do with the original fairy tale,
which is Hans Christian Andersen, which makes a lot more sense. Not that your songs are necessarily autobiographical, but... was there resonance with what was going on in your life at the time that you made The Red Shoes?
Well, I think they always are. I think it's impossible to not somehow emulate the influences that you're under at the time. But the first album that I'd made that was definitely going to just be a CD release, and I think in some ways that had a big influence on how I approached the whole project, because... you know, at that time, I think everybody felt under a lot of pressure to try and release something that would give people their money's worth. And so it's quite a long album.
Mm.
And also I was working with digital equipment in the studio, which again at the time was the state of the art, and everyone felt it was the way to go. And one of the things that was important to me with this project was to work in analog. We worked with Pro Tools as well, but I wanted to give everything that analog sound, which I still prefer and love much more than the digital sort of edgy sound that you tend to get.
Well, you definitely comes through. The warmth on this record is really very apparent.
Oh, thank you.
We're talking about Director's Cut, which is the reworking of material that Kate Bush has done recently, revamping completely in some ways. And I bring up the song, which was The Sensual World, the first time around, the title track of that album, which is now called Flower of the Mountain. And people may not know, but originally you wanted to use Molly Bloom's soliloquy from Ulysses, but were denied use by the Joyce Estate, and you ended up writing your own lyrics. Well, in this new version, you get to use it. Was this what you originally had in mind?
Yeah, and I was just over the moon to get permission. It was, I mean, just that alone made the whole project worthwhile because, you know, it was one of those things where I thought, oh, you know, what the hell? I can only ask again, and they'll probably say no. But to my absolute surprise and delight, they said yes, and it was, you know, I'm incredibly grateful. I'm so delighted and honoured, really, to have been given that permission.
It must have been difficult for you first time around to try to kind of write to the same points. You know, you're kind of rewriting James Joyce.
Yeah, well, I'm not James Joyce, and I was incredibly disappointed because I felt it was something that kind of worked, you know, and what can I do? They'd said no, and it was totally their prerogative, which I completely understand. I was really disappointed, and to try and sort of recreate something that had any kind of, you know, worth compared to that was, you know, was quite a challenge.
Well, here's a song you may originally have known as The Sensual World. It is now Flower of the Mountain, with the lyrics as imagined originally by our guest today, Kate Bush. This is Flower of the Mountain from Director's Cut.
Yes, first I gave him a bit of sweet cake out of my mouth, and it was leap year like now. Yes, 16 years ago, my God, after that long kiss, I near lost my breath. Yes, he said I was a flower of the mountains, so we are flowers or a woman's body. Yes. Stepping out of the to the sensual world.
That is Flower of the Mountain from Director's Cut, as originally imagined by our guest today, Kate Bush, who's revisited, shall we say, the music from The Sensual World and also from The Red Shoes on Director's Cut, her new album. One of the songs that you seem positively prescient on now, and I guess back in the day, was Deeper Understanding from The Sensual World, which is talks about our obsession with computers, which since then has only increased 18 million fold. and you certainly got a better computer voice on this one. Tell us about that.
Yeah. Well, you know, at the time, I didn't have a lot of toys to play with in order to create something that sounded properly like a computer for the section of the song where the computer is singing. So, you know, at the time, what I did was banked up a load of backing vocals and used a vocoder. But the trouble was, you know, to try and get the words legible, you know, I needed the backing vocals really to support it. So in a way, the computer was a kind of group of voices, not a solo voice, which was what I really intended. So, you know, this time with the help of our computer friends, I was able to recreate that in the way that I'd wanted.
And you kept the computer voice in the family?
I certainly did, yeah. It's my son.
This is a new revisiting of Deeper Understanding.
As the people here grow colder, I turn to my computer and spend my evenings with it like a friend. I was loading.
Deeper Understanding with far more effects and very interesting revisiting of that song, Deeper Understanding, from Kate Bush, who's our guest today. That was originally on The Sensual World, and that is a new version from Director's Cut. You know, there are not many artists who get to go back over their work. You've really done something that I'm sure a lot of other artists, when they listen back to records or view a film or whatever, saying, oh, I would have done that completely differently. It's very brave of you to be able to do this. It's great.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you very much. I mean, you know, it was kind of one of those things I kind of felt I needed to do to get it out of my system. And you know, I think in a lot of ways I kind of learnt a lot by going back over old material, but reapproaching it now. It was a very interesting process for me.
You always seem to have enjoyed writing in another's voice. You know, even going back to Wuthering Heights. And Moments of Pleasure is something that seems pretty purely autobiographical. How was that to write?
I mean, it's a long time ago now. It was one of those songs that just kind of came out really quickly. And, you know, this time what I wanted to do was just strip the song right down, because the original version had quite, you know, full orchestration, which was very beautiful. But I kind of wanted to make the song sound even more personal, really. So it's stripped right down to just piano and vocal with a choir in the choruses.
Is this you playing piano?
Yeah.
Now, this is beautiful. This is Moments of Pleasure.
Some moments that I've had, some moments of pleasure, I think about us lying on a beach somewhere. I think about us diving off a rock into another moment. The case of joy. The wipe. Oh God, I can't stop laughing. This sense of humor of mine, it isn't funny at all. But we sit up all night talking about it.
Moments of Pleasure, the re-envisioning of that. And that is a track that you can really tell the differences and how personal these have become. Now, you started your career so young, and you were working from such an early age. I read that when you made your first record, we're working on it in 1977, you had some 200 songs to choose from back then. But you had a period of time there where you were able to allowed to grow without recording, and that is something I just don't think would happen today. Were you on your way anyway? But did that period of time help with your creative growth?
I think at the time I was really driven and incredibly impatient to make an album. That was what I dreamed of, was just making an album. So for me, it was just really frustrating not to be able to just go in straight away and make an album. So I was kind of hassling the record company really into just pushing it along. And I think in some ways they weren't really quite sure what to do with me.
Well, I can understand that. So in other words, it was more frustrating than a wonderful, luxuriant period of growth.
Oh, yeah. All I wanted to do was make an album. And, it couldn't have been soon enough for me at the time.
Well, spoken like a, 15 to 17-year-old, for sure.
Well, absolutely.
People often see when somebody does look back that they're in a holding pattern and they're having trouble writing or something. Has that been the case, or how is your new work going?
It's going really well, thank you. I think actually I'm in a very sort of creative space, and You know, it's kind of like I was saying to you earlier. I think it was a very interesting process for me to go back on this old stuff, and because it's something I'd wanted to do for a while, and actually I was really pleased with the result. It kind of gave me a bit of confidence, which always helps you to move forward. And it, you know, it's been received very warmly by people, which is always nice because you never know.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. There's been great reviews. One only has to actually put one's ears to it to realize that you've really done something quite different with this this material.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Kate Bush, thank you so much for spending time with us. And thanks so much for the work. And we look forward sometime within the next 5 years for something else new.
Oh, David, thank you so much for your time.
Kate Bush, our guest here in the World Cafe.